Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
Again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Absolute honor that you are joining the number one industrial-related podcast in the universe. And we continue our series, absolutely, with heroes of manufacturing, celebrating those individuals that are pretty much unsung. But boy, do they make our lives wonderful. Once again, podcast, the Industrial Talk Podcast is dedicated to you, the industrial professionals, the companies that get it done. You are bold, you're brave, you dare greatly, you're changing the world, and you're changing lives. Thank you for what you do. That's why we celebrate you. Okay, we're going to have a great conversation with a couple of gents, Pete Morrissey and Rob Ufford. Yep, they're with ProMed Innovations, and they've got a solution that is really helping us, I guess, transition into this new world we call post-COVID. I don't know. Anyway, let's get going. Yeah, it's again, we're celebrating the heroes of manufacturing because we have to, because they make our lives really, really better. You can't try to argue with me. You can't argue with me with that fact. Absolutely. And both Pete and Rob are no exception to that rule. I mean, they truly are passionate about keeping us healthy, devising solutions and services that keep us healthy. And they just are just passionate about what they are doing. And I'm going to make another pitch. You've got to get involved. You got to jump on this Heroes of Manufacturing train. You have to. And you got to go out to heroesofmanufacturing.com and click on Get Involved. And you'll be talking to me because we want you to be involved. We want you to help us celebrate these wonderful women and men of manufacturing. And we also want you to go out there and then nominate. You're saying, hey, I'm in manufacturing and I want to get involved. And I saw Robin over there and she was doing a great job. We want to hear Robin's story. Most definitely. Big time. So go out too. heroesofmanufacturing.com and nominate Robin. It's a name. I don't know. Maybe Robin is fantastic. But anyway, doesn't matter. All right, let's get on with the interview. ProMed Innovations. Go out to promedinnovations.com, right? And they've got a product called On Hand. And you go, okay, I got that. No, it is a pretty cool thing. Instead of this sort of approach to hand washing that we, you know, do each and every day, here's a way of being able, through technology, and it's not dealing with data, right? I have to go to the computer. It's dealing with visual indicators. And so you get this band, you get this thing, they can definitely better explain it and be able to communicate that, hey, Scott's hands are washed and it's okay to shake it or take money from him. Or, you know, if Scott was slinging a hamburger, you could take that hamburger as well. All right, let's get going. Pete Morrissey, Rob Ufford, and U-F-F-O-R-D, and Morrissey is M-O-R-R-I-S-S-E-Y. They're both the founders. That's what we got. Both the founders of ProMed Innovations. Enjoy the interview. All right, Rob, Pete, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Absolutely so honored that you have joined the number one industrial-related podcast in the universe. That's my story. I have no data to back it up, but I might. Anyway, how you guys doing?
Great. How are you today, Scott? Yeah.
Real well, Scott.
Excellent. I love the fact that you guys are in the same location. I love the fact that you're coming in 5x5. And I love the fact that you guys do what you do. I really appreciate it. Now, for the listeners out there, let's talk a little bit about who Rob is, and then we'll shift to Pete, and then we're going to go into what you guys do. And it's all from the perspective of heroes of manufacturing, right? Without a doubt, man, we want to celebrate what you guys are doing and what your people are doing and everything in between, because
you know, manufacturing's unsung heroes in all of this. So let's start with you, Rob. Give us a little 411 on who you are.
Thank you. I am a serial entrepreneur. When I left Apple in the early 90s, I have started up several companies and continue to enjoy new technologies that solve real-world problems.
I got to tell you, man, talk about technology, talk about innovation, talk about the stuff that's going on. Look at what we're doing. We're on this doggone Zoom. We're chit-chatting. I've never met you, but we look like buddies, right? And it's all because of technology. I love it. Man, I bet you we could have a couple of beers and have a great conversation. But we got a podcast, so that's all we got. Okay, Pete, you're going to have that's a tough bar to beat right there, Pete. I'm just sorry, man. You had to follow Rob. Pete, give us a background.
Sure. So my background is in technology and healthcare largely. I've been at Pfizer, IBM Life Sciences, and then in the private equity world. And so my interest in working with ProMed Innovations as a CEO and with talent like Rob is we really are focusing on problems that are here and now and interdicting that in a very decisive way with solutions that are easy to understand, easy to engage with, and they really make a difference immediately.
So what problems are you solving? Your business, what problems are you solving?
Yeah, so what we think about is, and certainly with the advent of COVID, it just highlights how we think about. But ProMed's expertise historically has been around, asset tracking, asset management. And so what we've done is we've spun out ProMed Innovations with just a clearly dedicated healthcare focus. And what we are able to do is with our solutions is help improve through a solution called On Hand, where whether it's in a restaurant, whether it's in a hospital, whether it's in a manufacturing plant, the ability to track and understand if employees are washing their hands appropriately, because the CDC says that's the number one thing to help reduce infectious disease transmission is wash our hands properly. It's so blindingly simple. But there's nothing on the market today that helps us understand, are we compliant with that requirement? So that's just one approach or one thing that we're really focusing on. Is we're fiercely focused on what's the problem and how can we bring a solution to help interdict and improve that?
Yeah, see, I never thought of that. Yes, I've been to a restaurant, and yes, I've been into the bathroom, and yes, I have washed my hands. Right. Probably not to the standard of what is out there, but I've washed them. I never thought of that. And what you're saying, it goes beyond that little tab that says all employees must wash their hands. Well, that there's a lot of fudge in that
correct.
That policy right there.
Definitely.
So let's talk a little bit about that because, pre-virus, our thoughts and our focuses were definitely other places. Right. And now we're faced as a world, and I mean, it's not just, it's a world thing. We're faced with questions that we've never had to even think about. How is your organization, your company, outside of providing those solutions, how are you dealing with that whole COVID world now?
Yeah, I think what's interesting, Scott, is there's not a person that I speak to or Rob speaks to or you speak to who's not impacted by COVID. What's sometimes scary for me is to hear how different it is for everyone. But there'll be a point where we have to reemerge and we have to engage in society again. And so what we've done is we've really taken our expertise and said, look at how can we redeploy that? And we have pivoted very quickly with ProMed Innovations to deploy that in a way that helps build social confidence so that when patrons go out to restaurants, instead of just seeing the sign that you're talking about, they actually could be confident that this is a restaurant that I like going to. I love the food. I love the people. And I know they are adhering to best practices. And that gives me a sense of confidence. So whether it's a restaurant, whether it's we're able to deploy this. And it also, it helps just from a social presence perspective where we're finding employees are helping one another in ensuring that they're compliant with the technology.
It's interesting, we know the challenging side of COVID. We understand the pain, the agony global, yeah. And the impacts just top to bottom and, you know, everywhere. But there is some real, you know, good that's coming out of being in this challenging situation. And I think that that's one of them. I mean, this is this whole collegial collaboration mindset, because we don't. I've never been through something like this. I'm an old guy. I've never been through anything like this. And it forces me and others to truly and meaningfully collaborate. And I like the fact that your solution is definitely going in that direction, because we just don't have the answers. Now, how are your valuable resources dealing with it? Because it's not just you guys are running the business. They've got challenges, right? It's not just, it's that they've got to deal with problems. They've got families. They got, you know, how are you managing that?
Yeah. So Rob and I have a mutual background. We both are graduates from West Point. So served on active duty.
In the Army. Thank you. Yeah. I know a couple people. That's a big deal, by the way.
Well, I raise that because as a newly minted second lieutenant, what's drilled into you is your most important job is taking care of those who are working for you. Here, fast forward several decades from those days, but it's the same approach. Is that what Rob and I have been fiercely focused on is ensuring that each of the team members is comfortable in his and her environment. And so that's a little bit different than for everybody. Some are saying, you know what, Pete, I really would prefer to continue to work from home remotely if that's okay. Others are saying, no, I'm okay if we can maybe have a rotating schedule in the office. So our approach has just been to be respectful of what each person's need is, because if we don't take care of that individual, then the rest just doesn't matter.
And how do you, as a company, how are you taking care of your people? What are you doing that's different that, you know, let's say pre-virus, we were just sort of rolling and going and going and going. Now it's post, we're in it. You have to think differently. You have to be innovative.
I think in the past, it was very typical for businesses to just, you know, focus on what the customer need is and deliver, and then employee needs perhaps were a little bit secondary to that. And we've actually inverted that. And what we're doing is making sure that the employee need is paramount. I think what it's helped us be is more sensitive to what, you know, the team's needs are. And so we're having different conversations than we historically would in terms of, you know, what makes you healthy and safe? What makes you feel good and right in terms of your day-to-day operation? And so what we found is that unsolicited team members have said, we just appreciate your willingness to listen to us. And you know, some of our behavior has changed a little bit, and that we're all in this and learning together. So I think it's really been just a willingness to just listen probably better than I have before.
I think it's also the way we communicate, just like you and I right now are communicating over a network remotely on that. The employees have certainly switched to a lot more of online communication, and that changes the whole way we interact. And I think in a very positive manner.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you feel about that? I'm finding that outside of the fact that pre-virus, whenever I would do interviews and do classes and all of that, it was always sort of this learning curve with Zoom. For me, everybody does Zoom now. It's like I never have any issues now. So it's been a great positive impact. But what's interesting, I find that I'm having greater conversations, more meaningful, even though it's virtual. It just seems different. It's less, I don't know, it just works better right now.
It certainly heightens focus, but Scott also would tell you, I was speaking with a colleague a couple of days ago, and what he read a very interesting article and said, when you get on a larger Zoom conference, typically when we engage with someone else, it's one-to-one, right? I'm focusing on, I'm speaking to you, but now with a Zoom where I have maybe four or five colleagues on there, I'm simultaneously trying to gauge their reaction to what I'm saying in real time. So in some ways, what we found is that it became a little more tiring with some of these Zoom meetings. So we've also shortened the duration because in some ways it can become a little bit more burdensome. And that was absolutely not anticipated.
So when I do webinars, I try to keep them 45 minutes. And the reason for that is like one slide, 45 minutes, hammer, and I mean hammer in a way, one point, so that everybody walks away with with an understanding of whatever that point is, which is really important. And that is a change because, you know, fortunately for me, I do what I do, but you can only drink from that fire hose so long. And after a while, it's just noise. It's like, and I understand. So I like the fact that you're making it in manageable chunks and people can do that and comprehend
and be able to digest it. Yep.
It is. All right. So have you sort of been involved in some of this sort of a community involvement? Have you gone out and sort of worked with some of the communities in this spirit of collaboration?
Yeah, we have. And so in a couple of domains is, Rob and I both have, personal friends who own restaurants, either single or multiple. And, you know, one of the things that they're so gravely concerned about is how am I going to, you know, come back to the way of the way it used to be. And so, you know, one thing that we're doing is saying, you know, we can help sort of ease that in. And really what we're striving to do is say, we think with some of the innovation we're bringing to the table is help improve confidence. Because that's really what we're hearing so much about is how can you help me project more confidence so when my patrons come in, they feel good again about being here.
Establishing peace of mind in your patrons.
That's interesting. I just never thought of that. It's so funny. Had a great conversation with a gentleman with Smucker's, and he made a interesting analogy, and I didn't think about it. The analogy was we couldn't, you know, when the COVID hit, we didn't go to restaurants. We just didn't. We couldn't. So all of a sudden, I've got to go to the store and get my groceries. And so there was a big rush on groceries. And so from a supply chain point of view, it was just getting hammered because everybody still needed to eat. Now for me, I'm all into now I just sort of eat at home. And I forget about going to restaurants. And it's not just because it's like I'm not scared. It's just I've been trained over the past few months. It's like I might as well eat at home. Flip, I'm done. Okay. And I like the fact that you're trying to facilitate people getting back in because I had never thought of that. I never have. How does your technology validate that a worker there or does it go with the patrons too? I mean, how does it work?
Yeah. So we have a new approach. We've been doing hand washing for years, but sort of a more traditional, and we have patented systems on that. But we completely rethought through it. How can we make it very, very easy for service providers or manufacturing providers to establish a system to help assure that they follow proper procedures? And so we came up with the idea of socially managed hand washing. And what we mean by that is that the workers wear a badge, basically a button, that lights up green if they have washed their hands within the last period of time on that. And that can be established by the establishment. And basically, if they have not washed their hands within that interval, albeit 30 minutes or whatever, or if they have approached an unsanitary area, such as a restroom or a this garbage area, it turns the badge off. And therefore, they have to wash their hands for the CDC recommended 20 seconds before it lights back up again. And we have sensors that talk to the badge to do that. And so if they're out, their badge turns off, their coworkers, their patrons, whatever, can know and encourage them and say, hey, you need to go take care of it now. And that way, we're not tracking them, we're not making them feel intimidated by the system, but we're using everybody to encourage everybody else to do the management.
See, this is just so interesting because we just never thought of that. So I'm just glad that you stopped it at a sort of a band as opposed to a big red, you know, whatever cherry on top and walking in. Whomp, whomp,
whomp. Oh, you saw our first design.
I'm glad you moved away from that.
But Scott, what we're finding is it's increasing confidence. What we've talked a lot about patrons in restaurants. It also is for employees in poultry plants. So those have been in the news, or food processing, food manufacturing. We're in this, and the concept of socially where employees are helping one another. So it's a quick glance of, hey, Scott, you're red. Maybe, you know, time to go wash your hands. You know, this is a concept that 3 months ago, it would have been, what are you telling me to go wash my hands? Now it's like, no, I thank you. You know, thank you for helping me comply with this. It's really easy. And so it's sort of the entire workforce becomes compliant together. And it's a fascinating thing to watch.
I love the innovation. And when we start talking about innovation, it's not just technology, which you guys are masters at, but it's also the human element that's associated with innovation and thinking differently, right? The questions, like, I never even thought of that, but it makes sense, right? I mean, I can't argue with it. Yeah. Now I'm gonna, it's like, walk into a restaurant. Hey, you know these people? You know what they've got? They've got this thing, and you better get this thing. I'm not coming back. I'm not gonna be militant. How do I know you wash your hands? Oh my God! Hey, let's talk a little bit about who you want to try to, you know, just say thank you to. Are there anybody, groups, that you want to just sort of extend, hey, thank you very much for being the heroes of manufacturing? Like, they just sort of, you know, really just pulled up their britches and they just, you know, worked hard. Is there anybody out there that you
certainly want? We're most appreciative of Hitachi, and specifically the Hitachi High Tech America Group, and for nominating us for this honor. And specifically, we thank Kyoko Roberts.
Yeah.
For putting our name in. We really value our association with that group, and we have a longtime history with them, and we look forward to continuing that history.
You know what's interesting about Hitachi, and I don't know what it is. It does, just bear with me. Pre-virus, companies like Hitachi and others, big multinational, gigantic, you know, companies, their ability to be nimble, and I've heard this over and over, just it wasn't a big deal. Post-virus, I'm seeing companies that are just behemoth, gigantor, and they're just as nimble as a small company because they know they've got to do certain things. And that to me is a fascinating observation. I just, again, the COVID world, that might be a positive outcome. I hope it continues, because just between you and me, what we were doing, some of the work we were doing pre-virus was sort of not needed. I have other words, but I'm keeping it clean. But not needed. Now we're sort of very laser beam focused on the things that need to happen. And recognize that, do I need to do that? No, I don't, because it doesn't do this for me. I don't. Let's do this. And I like that. All right, guys. Hey, are you guys active out on LinkedIn?
Absolutely. Yes.
All right, so we're going to reach out to you, everybody, you listeners out there. I'm going to have all of the conversation and absolutely the contacts associated with Rob Ufford and Pete. What's your last name?
Morrissey.
That's right. Yeah, if I look over, let me just look at, check it out. It's on the video. How about that for you?
Not related to the singer, though, Scott. I get that a lot, so I do have to say that.
I'm pro. All right. You reach out. We're going to have all that contact information. All right, you listeners, you too. Rob, Pete, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. It was an absolute joy.
Thank you so much,
Scott. For the
time. You listeners, stay tuned, because we're going to be right back. Do not go away.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to wrap it up. The Industrial Talk Podcast. Absolute. Once again, honor that you have joined the number one industrial related podcast in the universe. And we celebrate you, the industrial professionals, each and every day on this particular platform. You know why we just celebrate you? Because you deserve it. All right. The two gents, Pete Morrissey and Rob Ufford. They are the founders of ProMed Innovations. Cool tech. It's amazing how we're looking at this whole COVID situation, this global pandemic, and some of the real solutions that are coming out, and they're all designed to keep us safe. Kudos to those two at ProMed Innovations. Again, you got to jump aboard this this bandwagon, this movement, the Heroes of Manufacturing. Go out to heroesofmanufacturing.com, get involved, chat with me. And if you're saying, I don't want to go out to Heroes of Manufacturing, well, just go to industrialtalk.com and chat with me. We want you involved. We want you to help us celebrate these women and men of manufacturing because they deserve it. They're the unsung heroes that make our lives great. All right, we got to wrap it up. Thank you again. Thank you for supporting the Industrial Talk podcast. You are bold. You are brave. You dare greatly. And you innovate like nobody's business. You're changing the world and lives. We thank you each and every day. We got another interview coming around the corner, so stay tuned.